Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney vetoed a law this week that outlines when legislators can turn to outside counsel for advice. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Mahoney says this move upends the way county government has done business for more than 50 years.
This is very significant in its placement of a lot of power over county government in the hands of one individual.
That individual is the county legislature chairman, who would determine if there is a conflict of interest in the law department, prompting legislators to turn to outside counsel. Current Chairman Ryan McMahon says it makes sense that concerns funnel through the chairman's office and notes it's an issue that's been building among lawmakers for some time, some of whom feel at times they haven't gotten the best representation from the county attorney's office.
When legislators feel they are not getting good legal advice or being served well by their attorney as legislators, that creates a toxic environment.
McMahon says lawmakers voted unanimously for the change, so he's confident they'll override the veto. Mahoney believes the opposite and is asking lawmakers to rethink their original vote. She suggests some may have been swayed by the argument that the county attorney's office is doing her bidding.
The county attorney is not my attorney. The county attorney is prohibited from representing one individual. They represent the people and the county.
Mahoney says if the veto is overridden, then the county will have to begin the process of putting together a referendum on the issue. McMahon says that's not necessary.
I think this is much ado about nothing, and I'm a little bit, surprised by the reaction of the executive branch, because I certainly don't meddle in the executive's relationships with her attorney.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.